Only the solitary and diminishing rows of lanterns could be seen vanishing into the street in the distance. The lanterns of that date resembled large red stars hanging to ropes and shed upon the pavement a shadow which had the form of a huge spider. These streets were not deserted. There could be descried piles of guns, moving bayonets, and troops bivouacking. No curious observer passed that limit. There circulation ceased. There the rabble ended, and the army began. Marius willed with the will of a man who hopes no more. He had been summoned. He must go. He found a means to traverse the throng and to pass the bivouac of the troops. He shunned the patrols. He avoided the sentinels. He made a circuit, reached the Rue de Béthisy, and directed his course towards the Halles. At the corner of the Rue des Bourdonnais, there were no longer any lanterns. After having passed the zone of the crowd, he had passed the limits of the troops. He found himself in something startling. There was no longer a passerby, no longer a soldier, no longer a light. There was no one. Solitude, silence, night. I know not what chill which seized hold upon one. Entering a street was like entering a cellar. He continued to advance. He took a few steps. Someone passed close to him at a run. Was it a man or a woman? Were there many of them? He could not have told. It had passed.